This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco is with us. He is in Canada. We're talking about appliances. Frank, if you have a little bit of time at the end of the class or whenever you'd like, I have a little lesson about fluorescent light bulbs and how you can make them, you know, when they quit, you can bring them right back to life for a while.
Well, you're going to do that because I would know, but we'll talk more about it.
Yeah. When you're ready, but let's talk about appliances.
Yeah. Washing machines, going back to it. I always, when I'm ever on a new washing machine, this is what you're doing to the class and to our students. I imagine you on the new washing machine trying to put that oil into the Whirlpool transmission. But, of course, not all of us can do that. So in my job, one of that I really feel sorry is when I have to condemn an appliance event. It's so hard. Because I'm an appliance repair person, my job is to repair. But there are times that, first of all, the part's no longer available. And so there's not much you can do. And, of course, then there are other times where the price of repairing appliances just does not make sense. So, of course, it's like telling someone that's really sick kind of thing, I'm sorry, so na na na. And, of course, then we talk about what can be done. One of the things that our students should realize is there is a bit of metal in the appliances and a number of good parts. So it's not like the whole thing is going to be to a landfill be dug down into the earth. So one of the things that I say to them is, if you have some time in your hands, there are a couple of things in this washing machine that could be worth to you. Example, the inner tub. A lot of people have made fire pits with them. I don't know if you had that opportunity or not. Maybe one day would you watch it? But it makes a great fire pit because it has all those perforated holes inside around it, the inner tub. And it just, when you put a couple of logs in there, it just does a great, 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 great fire. So that's one of the good things that you can take out. And then, of course, in this era of eBay and things like that, you know, there's so much parts that could. I mean, I'm going to say right now that a third of my parts are coming from eBay because my suppliers don't have it. I'm actually waiting for three appliance parts, but I'm going to, they're available. Yes, they may be, and it says reused, and I will be telling the customer that they are reused, but I'm going to make that machine work for another 3 or 4 years, and that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've bought a timer. Mm-hmm. For a Whirlpool washing machine. I bought the washing machine used, maybe $50, maybe $75, for a Whirlpool type with, you know, the old-fashioned transmission, cast iron transmission. Mm-hmm. And it started acting goofy, and I diagnosed it down to the timer. It's a mechanical timer.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one for $40, maybe $45 shipped on eBay, mm-hmm. which is way better than getting rid of that washing machine, because other than that timer, it was perfect.
Yeah.
So, And I'm wondering, you know, the next one, if I have to repair that timer, I think I'm going to have trouble getting one. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is do a timerectomy, and I'm going to cut it open. Take a small piece of emery and file the contacts, and, because that's what goes wrong with them, right?
Exactly.
It's not generally not the motor, that synchronous motor that drives the timer. It's the it's the contacts.
Yeah.
You know, and really they don't have to. They do, but they don't have to sonically weld that plastic together. What they really could do is make it screw assembled so that you could repair the timers, right?
Yes, I used to enjoy, man, you got to remember, I've been in the appliance repair business for 40 years, and one of my favorite things is repairing a GE mechanical timer with the different little contacts inside it, and I used to just kind of put a little cloth, white cloth, so I know where things went and then fly away, and you literally took that timer apart, because there was no timer that you can buy new. You could buy parts for the timer. And you'd kind of sat there in front, and you kind of took things apart. But, Vince, those were the days. Now, yeah. So, anyway, yeah. So that's the washing machine. And, of course, if you are into eBay, and if you have a machine, and you know that everything else is working okay, I don't think, put it up for sale again. Get a couple of dollars for it. Do you sell anything on eBay at all yourself?
Yeah. We've got maybe, I don't know, 30,000 items, maybe 40,000 that we've sold over the years. And
wow.
Yeah. One of the things that we sell, believe it or not, is I have a collection of funeral cards. And these are German funeral cards that during World War I and World War II, the soldiers would get all dressed up in their uniform, and they think they're invincible, nothing's going to happen to them. So there'd be a picture that they would have, the family would have taken of the soldier in uniform, and then when the soldier died, they would use that picture and they would print up these funeral cards that are the size of baseball cards. So we sell them, and they're real. They're original, so they're from World War I and World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's how one of the things that we do to fund our operation here at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought about, I guess over the years, maybe a total of 20,000 of them.
Wow.
And nobody wanted them. Nobody wanted these things. Now
if you put them on eBay, and then there's always a buyer for something. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And then Kathy told me that she had a one of those three-door Asian refrigerators and refrigerator freasers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was and she told us on the air that it was $900 to have it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was going to repair it couldn't actually guarantee that repair was going to fix the problem, for a long time. He would fix it, but there was a leak, and it could be more leaks because the Asian appliances have thin everything, thin compressors, thin sheet metal, thin tubing, thin evaporators, condensers, everything is thin.
Yeah.
And what she did was, I guess she and her husband took this thing apart and sold it on eBay, piece by piece by piece. And some people were really glad to get the pieces. I'm talking about the plastic parts, the door, all of it. So it really worked out well.
Yeah.
And she was able to buy a Whirlpool refrigerator freezer that we talked about side by side. More old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It works.
Yeah.
And it keeps working. So if you keep the coils clean, as you talk about, the coils underneath, if you keep them vacuumed, that compressor will run cooler and it will last a lot longer and use less electricity.
Now that we can go into fridges, now, of course, the first thing is those coils. You're putting so much stress on that compressor. And, of course, it's also, Vince, I became a student, and I had a thermometer in my fridge and my freezer, but it was one of those small ones which always got hidden between the food and so on and so forth. And I came across these $12 digital thermostat thermometers that you just kind of has a little cup kind of thing, you put it in the fridge. I mean, I love it. My wife also loves it. I'm a secret here. Because I open the door, I know exactly what temperature that fridge is running at. I kind of said to my wife, to Mrs. Pacheco, look, see, it started at 38, but now it's down to 43 because we've been opening the doors quite a bit. And I have one for the freezer. I've actually had to adjust my freezer. It was running colder than I needed to be. So now it's such a pleasure in the morning coming into the kitchen to make my coffee, and the fridge is not working.
Yeah.
The temperatures, yeah. Like it's that's the beauty is by you doing these little things, you become aware of what should be, and then of course you can start saving money. And the compressor.
Yeah, Frank.
And, sorry.
I was reading the chest freezers that we have here at the farm are old, you know, 30, 35 mm-hmm. years old. And I was reading the data sheet that is tucked in a little paper envelope in the back. So I pulled that out, and has a schematic of, you know, how the capacitor is wired in, the motor, the, you know, the different components. Not there are not many components in the chest freezer of that vintage. And this thing said how much runtime that compressor is normally operating, and we're looking at like 50% of the time that compressor is running. That's nuts. I mean, you know, you hear your refrigerator, you know, come on and off and on and off, you know, all day long, all night long. But 50% of the time is crazy. So, as I mentioned, I put a fan on the compressor of a chest freezer, and that dramatically, I'm thinking that from a 50% compressor runtime, it's down to maybe 25% of the time runtime.
Just what a beautiful thing that you've done, and I'm looking into doing it myself because I do have one in our basement. And because you were thinking of saving, and
yeah.
When we say my fridge doesn't run as much as it used to, I'm not only saving in electricity, I'm saving in a compressor, I'm saving an evaporator motor, I'm saving a condenser motor. So you can see there's a lot to be saved by the fact that this thing is not running 50, 60% of the time that it needs to be. However, Vince, when all is said and done and your fridge is no longer available, and I'm so happy that you told me about Kathy, how... if you priced every part on an appliance, you would have three times the value of the actual appliance. I don't know if you know that.
Frank, back in 1965, I wanted to know, you know, a Mustang car in 1964 was about list price about $2,500 brand new, and I wanted to know. So I went to the parts department of Ford, you know, a Ford dealer. And I said to the parts guy, so if I wanted to build my own Mustang and I ordered all the parts, what would it cost? He said $25,000.
There you are.
Ten times the price of the whole appliance versus buying it in parts and screwing it together yourself. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's why the class students, if you have place in your place, and if you can get the same model, it's a very important model and second line, the serial number, and just have that tucked away and start. Because that's one of the things that I do with when a customer wants me to get rid of the appliances. I don't really get rid of them. Mrs. Pacheco doesn't like it too much because I have a great number of appliances in our but I stick to them.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, about 2 years ago, class, you would see, maybe three, you'd see on the internet, the equivalent of Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, you would see appliances for sale, good quality appliances, and it would say something like, works fine, we just wanted the new look, or she wanted the new look. So people were getting new appliances, replacing perfectly good appliances with appliances that weigh less, that are less durable, because they wanted a different look in their house, which is beyond dumb to me. And I bought a bunch of washing machines, and I don't have, some of them came as a mat set washer and dryer, so we have dryers that we're probably never going to use, but we have, I've got them stacked, you know, in the barn, and Mrs. Finelli, and I think Mrs. Pacheco and Mrs. Finelli would get along just great, because they want us to get rid of this stuff. But I'm thinking, you know, I could take the parts off that I think I need, but I might be wrong. I might need a part that I didn't take off. So why not just keep the whole thing all together?
Yeah,
So I have the, you know, washers, and they have different names, like Roper, which is Whirlpool. Estate brand, which is Sam's Club, which is Whirlpool. Kenmore, which is Whirlpool. So a lot of the parts are the same. And, you know, for $50 getting a whole washing machine, you can't buy parts for $50.
No.
Right? But people can't wait to get rid of their old appliances. So, and we do the same thing with everything, Frank. We try to buy the same everything. So, for example, the faucets in our house are all the same. except for the kitchen. I bought three of those when I bought them, and lifetime guarantee. And so, you know, it's going on 18 years, 19 years, and I've gotten parts replaced for free. I call them up and say, this is what happened. They go, yeah, we'll send it to you. We got you on file, and we'll just send it to the same address. Right, good. And so if you can standardize, and I want, one of the things I wanted to mention, Frank, is that we standardized when we built the house, too. The shower controls are the same. I bought three of them. Two of them have been installed. And I thought, you know, if American Standard ever goes out of business, I'll have one complete set. And whenever they start leaking, or when they start leaking, I call American Standard and they say, why don't we just send you a replacement, you know, part to fix that? Great. For free. Because they're a lifetime warranty, too. So if you have the same faucets, the same toilets, the same everything, you can buy one set of replacement parts and you'll have it for whichever one goes first.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what we do.
Nice to know that.
And
someone else
are you going to talk about soft, are you going to talk about soft water today and how important it is in terms of keeping your appliances lasting longer? Because I think that's one
really.
Of the reasons.
I think I want to keep going with the repositioning of appliances, just so that when we keep on track kind of thing. I mean, like fridges, once they're condemned, then there's so many uses for fridges, I don't know. Now, class, please understand, I've seen these. You can decide for yourself what you're going to do with them. There are quite a number of YouTube videos how to repurpose appliances. But one of my greatest things is when I first came up north and I met this little shelter logic thing that I forced to get going because I couldn't afford a garage right at the top of the of moving up. I ended up going and getting a whole bunch of fridges and using them to store things in it. They become great storage compartments, waterproof. Other things that you could use with old fridges is raised flower beds. I've seen quite a number of them around. The hardest part about fridges, and this is where one has to maybe spend a bit of money, is that refrigerant somehow needs to be removed. Now, I have a license to be able to do that, so for me it was quite easy. But I didn't have enough fridges, so what I ended up going is to our junkyard, our disposal place here, and the dump and picking, you know, fridges that I felt would make great things for me to store things in. So
yeah.
Do you
use
old fridges in your shop to keep things in?
Yeah, animal medicine. Animal medicines. So, for example, things that don't need to be refrigerated, we keep in a non-working refrigerator. You know, the hypodermic needles. Well, it keeps everything dust-free. It works great.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. A judge has decided a teacher who was shot by her six-year-old student can proceed with a $40 million lawsuit against Virginia school officials for failing to act on warnings to prevent that shooting. Attorneys for the Newport News School Board moved to dismiss the suit in April, but a circuit court judge sided with the teacher, Abigail Zwirner, on Friday. Officials say a small-town Alabama mayor died allegedly by suicide just days after a conservative news site published pictures of him apparently wearing women's clothes and makeup. Former President Trump scheduled to take the stand in the Trump Organization's civil fraud trial today in New York. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had a warning for Iran and any militia groups that it backs that try to expand the Israel-Hamas war. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about repurposing appliances and class, you know we don't throw anything away here at the farmhouse. And in our kitchen is an ice box. And this ice box was my grandmother's. And it was probably built around 1900. So it's 123 years old, something like that.
Wow.
And it's a wooden box. And what would happen is the iceman would come in a horse-drawn cart. And he would sell blocks of ice, typically, a foot by a foot by a foot. And you'd buy the ice and put it in the bottom compartment, and the ice would melt, and it would absorb the heat of, you know, milk and other things that you put in this ice box. And that's why people called them ice boxes. And, you know, for many, many years, even to the 1940s and 50s, they called refrigerators, they called them ice boxes. And that's because they were called ice boxes before refrigeration. So we have one of those from my grandparents. My mom refinished it to, you know, its former glory, and it's an oak box with several doors, and we keep our animal medicines in that as well. So we have a more contemporary General Electric refrigerator that stopped working, so we use that for animal meds. And then in the kitchen, we have another one for animal medicines, and it's an ice box. So you're absolutely right, Frank. There's no reason to just get rid of things that are still useful.
Yes. Of course, with a fridge, there's so many other things. One of the things that I, as Kathy was saying, that her husband repurposed the compressor of a fridge to be able to do freezing of food. Do you remember Kathy talking about that? I don't.
I'm not sure about that, but I have repurposed a compressor from a refrigerator to make an air conditioning evacuation pump. So, you know, maybe 30 years ago I did that.
Yes. And I've seen quite a number in the olden days now, class students. There are quite a number of different compressors out there right now. And just so you don't have to know, but there's like piston compressors, there's rotary compressors, and there's scroll compressors. But if you could decide and know which one is a piston compressor, what I've seen people do them is use them to pressurize air containers with a nice pressure switch that will fill a nice tank of air for you to use here and there and everywhere. So that's I've seen that quite a number of times. In the olden days, yes, before recovery systems were, I myself made one to be able to recover refrigerant from a system, which is obviously important for the environment. But once you get that out, there's so many other things you can do with that. For some reason I thought I heard her, maybe she can clarify that. But what I made was a little shed for my Mrs. Pacheco to put her tools in, garden tools. I did a little, because it's metal, I was able to put some planks of wood, make it quite nice. You wouldn't even know it was a fridge. So that's, anyhow, there's so many things you can do with fridges that don't really have to go to the dump, but if they do go to the dump, there is quite a bit of metal involved in it. So it's so nice to see that you have quite, those oak fridges were quite nice, eh? We have a story.
Absolutely. You know, they're a work of art. It shows craftsmanship. It shows incredible engineering. The door latches and the hinges, I mean, still working after 123 years. It's phenomenal how well they were built. And, you know, those are the days when quality really counted. Now it seems that features count, you know. And the interesting thing is, there's so many features on appliances and cars, people don't even know how to use them, and they don't read the manual, but they want them. They want the features, they don't know how to use them, and they don't read the manual. And what they could have had instead for less money is durability and repairability.
Exactly.
But we don't have that.
And while we were in the kitchen, just a few weeks ago, I was repairing a stove. And there was this dishwasher beside me, and it was an old antique dishwasher. And I said to the gentleman, "Wow, this man." He says, "Yeah, it doesn't work anymore, but I use it to store my wood for my fireplace, which is in the kitchen." I said, "Wow, I haven't seen that before."
Yeah. And you know, Frank, I think people are being lulled into, it looks nice, and they think it is nice on the inside when they look at them in the store. I'm talking about appliances. But our son and I were near a Costco, and we are Sam's Club members. I wanted to see, is Costco any better? went into Costco, and they have appliances there. Mm-hmm. So they had dishwashers, and you know, opened the door. I couldn't believe how lightweight they were. Mm-hmm. And then they had a washing machine. I opened the lid. I can't believe how lightweight the lid is. These are, class, half the weight. That's what I'm seeing. Plastic lids instead of metal lids. But they have these hydraulic closing cylinders that, you know, that makes it easy. You just kind of start closing the dishwasher door and it closes by itself. Really? Is that necessary?
No. And in my service, one of the things that I repair a lot is door hinges, door pullers, things like that. So, class, I don't know. Be aware how many times you open that dishwasher to put something in. It's so much better, and you will save a service call and the work that's involved because you're the one you're talking about is hydraulics, but most dishwashers actually have a nylon string that kind of rubs itself against a plastic form. The reason for that, in the olden days when they actually had a spring and everything else, it kind of made a little noise, so they got rid of that. But that nylon spring, opening and closing, bang, there goes the nylon string. Now, service call, the dishwasher has to be removed from its place. Sometimes, if you're lucky, the homeowner has not added a floor to it. The dishwasher is sunk into it. Now you have to raise the counter to move the dishwasher out so you can actually repair this thing. Please, that is
Frank. Frank, what I'm hearing you say is, so they have an older house,
yeah,
and they decided that they're going to put a new kitchen floor in.
Yeah.
So they take plywood, like quarter-inch Luon plywood, put that down, and then maybe put vinyl or something else, or quarry tile or ceramic tile. So now the floor is a half an inch or higher than the original floor, but the dishwasher can't get the dishwasher out because you need that half inch original floor to slide the dishwasher out. So then you have to raise up the counter. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah,
to get the old dishwasher.
That's why I love doing this class with you, because you make things so much more clear than I can. But that's exactly it. Oh, man, it's just so, yeah. So how to stop that from happening? Obviously, be aware that if you're going to raise your floor, that it will be a hard thing to take that dishwasher. But it's that opening and closing of that dishwasher drawer. So and Mrs. Pacheco doesn't like it again too much, but I keep all my dirty dishes beside the sink there. And then when I have 5, 6, or 7, I will open the dishwasher door and I'll put everything in. And then is a nice, interesting trick. Yeah, because the second most common problem that I have with dishwashers is the tray wheels kind of breaking and falling off. And here is my recommendation to our students in our class, is start filling the dishwasher from the back part in, because as you put plates in it and so on and so forth, if you start stacking the plates and things like that in the front, so every time you open that dishwasher tray, you're putting a lot of load on those little plastic wheels that the trays glide back and forth. So there you go. You probably will never need me to repair your trays and your dishwasher if you keep that little secret in the back of your head. Those are two very common problems. And then, of course, the other one is dirt in the dishwasher. I think I said that last class. $550 that this gentleman had to kind of pay because a little bone got stuck into the pump and totally ruined the impeller in the pump. I mean, like, that's quite a bit of money. It could have been used for something else. But the pump assembly itself was $350. And, of course, the labor and taking it out and so on and so forth. And so you can see that just cleaning that plate a little bit before putting it into that dishwasher, he would have been $500 richer.
So, Frank, what What is a typical appliance cost? When someone, I'm not saying you, for example, but when someone calls an appliance repair person, let's say it's a dishwasher, mm-hmm. what would a typical repair bill be for a dishwasher? What would a repair bill be for a washing machine? What would one be for a dryer? What would be one for a refrigerator? And what would be one for a chest freezer?
Well, basically, when you're in the repair business myself, you work on the service call. And my service call, because I'm up north, depends on how many kilometers I have to travel to go to that service call. But a typical, I'm going to say that in general, $200 to $300 for repairing something is not out of line. Service calls usually are $7,500, depending how far you need to go. The bad part, Vince, is the parts. I don't know how a board, a simple board, can cost about $300-$400 to. I mean, obviously there is an engineering cost that they have to charge. But it's really is, and that's why one of the reasons why I'm going quite a bit into the eBay thing, because customer doesn't mind, I don't mind it, getting a reusable part for half the cost that it would cost to repair that. So my bills I average about $300 to be on the line with you. So.
That's what I would expect. I would really expect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I always, because I'm kind of educating my customers, I will not, unless I'm told, repair an appliance that goes half of what it actually costs. I start thinking that I'm not being fair, and I prefer to just collect my service call and say, let's go a different route than.
But Frank, what percentage?
So many different ways.
What percentage of what you do in repairs is caused by the customer's, we'll call it ignorance, lack of understanding, carelessness, recklessness, as compared to manufacturing defect type problems, like a switch or a relay that should be able to carry the current, but it doesn't, so it burns up. Can you tell us what percentage is manufacturer versus customer?
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, I just want to let you know, Bert and Lou Cassidy have been emailing me about solar storms, and we're enjoying one now. It's really, really bright out, and our solar system breakers have been tripping because of the extra solar energy that we are seeing here at the farm. And it's not the first time it's happened. So I just wanted to share with you, Bert's going to be with us tomorrow. He'll be talking about that. Frank, so in terms of appliances, I guess we could say two kinds of problems. One, manufacturer defects, lack of engineering so that the appliance could sustain the load of the appliance. And then we could say customer carelessness, operator error, if you will. And then if we can divide into two types of time frames. One, let's say the older time frame of the traditional agitator washing machine with the cast iron transmission, mechanical timers, versus the brand new ones. So with the older appliances, let's say 30 years ago, they were built 30 years ago. Were there more problems from the manufacturer or more problems from the customer?
No, from the customer. In the older appliances, those things were made just to last and last and last. As a matter of fact, Maytag, which is now a Whirlpool product, kind of went bankrupt because they made the best laundry appliances. Those things never, hardly ever broke. I am sure some of my students probably still have a Maytag washing machine that just seems to go and go. Your washing machine, English Whirlpool, which English here in Canada, and as you're taking care of it, it's going to last you quite a long time. Yeah. So definitely you can't compare, and it's those old appliances that I bake our customers, my customers, if I can get parts, please let's repair it. First of all, I enjoy seeing those old appliances. So, but in today, there are different appliances that I can say this is like 70-80% a manufacturer problem. And we're talking about fridges. I mean, there's not much to a fridge. You open and close the door, there's a pretty fast term and so on and so forth. But the leak, I mean, it's so heartbreaking when you pay $2,500 and 3 years later there's a leak in that system. So that's the kind of thing. So that's not customer abuse. It's just badly manufactured appliance. And so now take a look at a dishwasher. It's simply a pump that just pumps water and drains water and pumps water and drains water. So that dishwasher, even as cheap as it could be done today by a manufacturer, I find it still, it's the customer not being told or being aware that, hey, there's a little pump with a little impeller in there, and if you get a little bone or a little olive pit, there's another one that I see a lot of. It's going to ruin that. Do you see what I mean? Now, one of the classes you had was you were talking about using your stove and how you, and that was such a great class you had with Kyle about the BTUs for generators and propane and so on and so forth. And one of the things that you were comparing the generator to your gas stove and how you use the smallest burner in the back and how much you're saving with propane and so on and so forth. What I want to say with electric ranges, the only problem there is there's elements. And if you use that same element over and over and over and over again, you are going to get a repair on it. So I'm going to disagree with you with electric ranges is try to kind of have use different elements as you can through that life cycle of that range. Because
and also if you have an electric range and you put a small pot on a big Calrod burner, mm-hmm. the heat doesn't get transferred to the pot outside of the bottom of the burner. So mm-hmm. small pot, big burner, you're going to tear up that burner very quickly.
Very quickly. So, but I'm those are, and you know, especially the ones with the glass on top, they're all, that's an hour to remove an element to put a new one in. So
but the look is so nice. And you know, Frank, it used to be that you would look at something, and that would be a verb. Now look is a noun or a verb. You know, I like the look. So with the original Calrod, you know, General Electric type burners, mm-hmm. and Whirlpool used the same type on their cooktops, electric cooktops, the burner element was replaceable in maybe one screw. Little screw, you take the element out and the new one plugs in. Not quite as easy as changing a light bulb, but the next easiest thing to do.
Next easiest thing, absolutely.
And you know, $20 or so, I don't know what they are now, maybe they're $40, but class, I believe that if you have one of those burners that's bad, you can replace it yourself. What do you think, Frank?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And the time is low, but it was good, great class being with you, Vince, and then next week we'll talk some more.
Yeah, and can we talk about water softeners one of these days? Because I think water softeners are a great way to extend the life of shower heads.
Mm-hmm.
They can last forever if you have soft water. And faucet aerators,
mm-hmm.
toilets don't... the valving doesn't plug up with soft water. I mean, I've got 18 years of empirical evidence to say soft water is the way to go.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep, for sure. We can definitely talk about that.
Frank, thank you so much.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.